Macaroni and cheese.
Pizza.
Chicken and dumplings.
What do you think of as comfort food? We asked a bunch of Kansas Cityans that question as they were coming in and out of the Plaza Library.
Well, I'm from the South. I'm from Memphis. So when I think of comfort food, I think of that Southern delight, cornbread, greens, cabbage. That's what comfort food is for me. Plus, it gives you comfort, keeps you warm.
I like a good cup of hot chocolate with whipped cream or sometimes even ice cream in it.
Yeah, just like warm food, pastas. I'm Polish, so pierogies, a big comfort food in my family.
I always eat pho whenever I'm feeling sick. It's a Vietnamese soup. It's like a bone broth with all sorts of like Christmassy spices, I guess, like anise and cinnamon and chilies, and comes with rice noodles and meat that kind of cooks in the broth and a lot of fresh herbs and lime. So if I need comfort, I go out and get a bowl of pho.
So I think for me, like, the biggest comfort food is my mom's chili. It's like homemade chili in hot dogs. Just childhood memories right there.
One of my main comfort foods, oddly enough, isn't something my grandma used to make, but a side dish I usually get from a drive-thru. An order of Winstead's fries. I think that's because in my family, we don't have special recipes we've always eaten. Our food tastes keep changing, and so does our dinner table. But Winstead's French fries have stayed the same for as long as I can remember. They're big and soft and potatoey and piping hot. But lately, there's always this one lone tater tot in every order of fries. I've never understood why, so I asked KCUR's Suzanne Hogan to find out, which she did. But it turns out she had a lot more to say about why Winstead's is a comfort food spot for her, too.
I would like a water, a limeade, a grilled cheese, and an order of fries.
And your grilled cheese on white bread or rye?
On white.
I'm sitting in the same booth at the Winstead's on the Plaza that my friends and I used to spend hours and hours at back when I was in high school. We used to drink endless cups of coffee, nibble on French fries. I imagine we probably drove the waitstaff crazy. It's a booth that's in the section way in the back by the old lunch counter. That would have been more than 15 years ago. Damn. But being from Kansas City, that, of course, is not even my first or best Winstead's memory. I remember my grandparents bringing me and my sisters here when we were kids, normally after a movie or something. On special occasions, and if we were well-behaved, sometimes they'd let us order a skyscraper. It's an ice cream float served out of a flower vase that, according to the menu, is enough for 2, 3, or 4 people. But I never remember being able to finish one. But even that is not my favorite or most nostalgic thing about this place. It's the ice. No matter the occasion or what I ordered, it is always the same. It's my favorite type of ice. Not too crunchy, not too sloshy, and it just makes their water and limeades just so good. Mm. If you grew up in Kansas City, maybe you feel what I'm talking about. Or maybe you have your own memories or nostalgia for a different place altogether.
I think comfort food is tied in with our memories and the people that we share the food with. We've been here 76 years, so people have tons and tons of memories here.
Kathy Fern has been the general manager for Winstead's on the Plaza for over 30 years. She says, yes, there are the limeades, shakes, and steak burgers, but mostly nostalgia is the driving force behind their business.
It's crazy. I worked 12 and a half hours yesterday. It has to be your passion to work down here, because whenever there's a holiday is when families get together, and so families want to recreate those memories at Winstead's, so that's when we're really busy.
There are 7 Winstead's locations throughout the metro, all with that classic 50s style. But the one on the Plaza was the first. It opened in 1940 by the Winstead sisters, Nellie and Catherine Winstead. It started off as a diner selling root beer and hamburgers, and then later they introduced shakes and fries. It's a history that server Judy Eddingfield knows a lot about.
The dining room only used to be 2 counters and 10 booths in the original building, and most of the business was on the outside.
Judy started working here in 1965 as a car hop, bringing food to people in their cars back when Winstead's was still a drive-in. Her mother had started working here when she was 3 years old, and then she started working at the restaurant with her mother as a teenager. And yes, she still works here today. That's 51 years of waiting tables here.
Oh, this place is my second family, really. You know, I mean, I've gone through a lot of people over the years, over the 51 years, but it's still like home.
Judy says it's been fun to be a part of the Winstead's tradition for older and younger patrons that come in. And about 5 years ago, the waitstaff started a new tradition where they sing a song whenever a skyscraper is ordered. And another newer Winstead's tradition that also started about 5 years ago was the introduction of the lone tater tot in an order of French fries.
Thank you.
Enjoy it.
There it is, the lone tot.
Manager Kathy Fern says it's something that the restaurant did back when they first put tater tots on the menu. And at first, it started only as a promotional thing, you know, to get people thinking about tots. But it stuck.
We started noticing that people were really excited when they got that extra tater tot. We even saw messages on social media and reviews about this particular restaurant about that they were so excited they got this extra tater tot and thinking it might have been a mistake and it was a bonus. And so we've just continued that tradition.
And in all fairness, it doesn't happen every single time, but it's something that they strive to do most times. So as silly as it can seem to feel special about getting the lone tot in the midst of fries, it is true that when you get one, like I did, it makes you feel good.